Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Back-to-back championships are bloody hard, and maybe that's a reason why Kerry struggled yesterday, is that trying to get themselves back up to that height again this year is going to be an ongoing challenge throughout 2026.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Okay, we are here at the IRFU High Performance Centre, where the Irish women's team have just regathered ahead of their Six Nations campaign, which will kick off against England in an almost sold-out Twickenham Stadium in just 11 days' time. Coming up first, it's prop Linda Dugang on settling back into camp and also life since stepping away from the IRFU Central Contract Programme to focus back on a career in nursing. Linda, we're back. We're in the High Performance Centre. This is the first day of camp, am I correct?
It is, yes.
Yeah? How happy are you to be back involved in Irish camp again?
No, really exciting. I think we are buzzing to just even see everyone back. I think we were together in January, so it's really nice to get everyone back again and start training. I'm really buzzing for what the tournament, what's ahead of us.
Yeah, coming off the back of a World Cup, obviously this is the first time you guys are all going to play together again.
Yeah.
Does that make the Six Nations even more exciting than maybe all the ones you've done in the past? Yeah.
Yes. I think that just even from the World Cup, I think it's always an honour to put the green jersey on, and even being called back, and is always something special to be amongst this group of people. For me, it's always an honour, and I just can't wait to just get on and just get training for the tournament to begin.
You've got England first on April 11th, I think it is.
Yes.
Saturday week.
Yeah.
You obviously made your debut against England.
I did.
7 years ago now.
Oh my God.
Does that make like England games always a little bit more special, the fact that your debut was in the Six Nations against England?
Yes, I think it makes really any game quite special. I think, like I said, like just even putting the jersey, because there's so many other girls that didn't get the opportunity to put it on. So it always brings you back to be like, I'm given this opportunity again. And it's really, getting my first cap for England, it was always special. It's something you always remember. It's always something that I will always cherish. But it's also show you how far you come. And there's so much more to bring. It's so much more from all of us, from player to management. I think everyone is just really dying to get going, get into our routine, really understand our game, what we want to bring. And yeah.
Have you had a chance to reflect on maybe the disappointment at the end of the World Cup over the past couple of months, and channel that into, as you said, like bringing more into the Six Nations?
Yeah, I think in January we kind of really put the World Cup behind us and kind of focus on our wrong, and also how do we change those wrong to make them right. But also just the support, the immense support that we got, how far we come. And we just see really our potential, how far we can go.
Yeah.
I think we just really want to focus on how far we can really go forward. And I think after the World Cup, we've seen how much the support that we have behind us. We've seen the momentum that we bring. So we just want to take this opportunity and just kind of just keep going and still have those momentum. We have 3 home advantages this year, so that's quite big for us. And the fact that we're travelling around and building that green wave, so something special. So this year is quite special for us. So ahead of the World Cup, I think we just really want to focus on us, really, and just continue just playing our game, sticking to our system.
Yeah. Speaking of that support, I mean, obviously 70,000 tickets already sold.
That's
for Twickenham.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a record for the Six Nations.
Wow.
Even when you were there in 24, I think it was a record then.
Yeah.
But it was like 50,000. Yeah. How I suppose different is that for you, knowing you're going into that crowd, compared to say when you made your debut in 2019, when I'm sure there was a couple of thousand in the crowd, not 70,000.
Yeah, it's something that we definitely, I think the just really the momentum that we've seen even at the World Cup. I think having that World Cup, building that momentum, and also it comes to our performance. I think we have to be able to perform. It's where we want to be at. It's really it's all of this is due to our hard work. It's from players to management to the staff, and you know, I think everyone have put in, and also the support. We wouldn't be able to do what we do if we didn't have really amazing support. And we saw that, we felt that to the World Cup, like it was incredible. So the fact that we're able to come home and play our home games and have the same amount of support, it's just really, it means the world to us, because it's what we do it for. Like, we do it for our fans, we do it for our supporters, but also we're able to just focus on us. I think playing in Twickenham, and we're getting now used to having so many people at our game that it's not a surprise to us anymore. And for us, it's just really, it's that privilege that we're able to do. This is what we do. For some of us, this is our job, you know. So it's quite special. It's always a pinch me moment that you're like, oh my God. But it's also show how far women's sports have come. And that's what special to see, yeah. And how far it can go. So I think we're setting I wouldn't say like standard, but we're setting like this is how it is now, but it can go further in a few years' time. So it's just paving the way, really, and that's what we want to do, and we want to pave the way so that in a few years' time it can even get bigger.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to ask you that. Does it make you nervous? Like the thought of 70,000 people watching, or is it you've gotten a bit used to it now? You had the big crowds at the World Cup. Yeah. It's just exciting.
Yeah, I think that, to be honest, as a player, for me personally, is a pinch me more. It's so special. It's honestly so special. But it's also, you kind of also forget in the game, because you're so focused on what's going on, that you forget that you're surrounded by thousands of people. And it's until like in those really tense moments in a game, or you're in their 22 or they're in your 22, that you remember that, oh my God, they support there. When you hear that Ireland call, and when you hear someone, like, it just gives you that extra 1% energy, that extra 10%, and that's really what you want. And then it grounds you that this is home, you know, that supports me. Everything is that home advantage. Any team will play any home game. Like, home advantage is massive for a game.
Yeah.
So the fact that this year is really our year to kind of take this opportunity.
Yeah, massive, because there's three home games.
Yeah.
I want to ask you just last thing on England, and then I swear we'll move on. You've gotten so close over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Last year, obviously, an amazing first half, and then the second half ran away a little bit. What do you need to do now, this year, in the next week and a half, to make sure you kind of get that performance that you're looking for?
I think we just really need to stick together, stick to our system. I think we just need to our team is togetherness, especially coming back again together after the World Cup is a big thing. We want to reconnect. We also want to learn from our mistake from a few years ago. And I think we keep learning on it. And we have amazing new girls coming through. So they're bringing so much energy. And it's an amazing to see. So we're definitely growing as a team. And then we always need the 23, the 32, the 36. So without, we wouldn't win if it wasn't for all of us really working together.
You mentioned new players there. That was actually my next question.
Oh my God.
You're psychic. I think there's three new uncapped props, if I'm right. Maybe. Anyway, a number of new people coming through. You're now one of the more experienced girls in the squad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm still learning.
Yeah, I know, I can imagine. But have they kind of come up to you for advice yet? Is it a bit early for that? And if they do, what kind of advice are you going to give them?
Yeah, probably Celtic Challenge with Sophie Barrett and Ailish. She's from Clover. So she's, honestly, there's so much talent there. Sophie has been here for a few years now, so she has experience under her belt. Like, she hasn't been capped yet, but I definitely see her coming. She's so hardworking. And they're just really hungry. And it's so good to see the depth coming through, and we're building on those depth. And even Saif now, like, there's so much. They're so powerful, like, honestly. I can't wait to see them on the pitch, because they bring so much energy on and off the pitch, to be honest. So I'm really excited to see what they got. I was able to actually share the pitch with them, which in County Challenge, so it's really nice to play against each other and then come back here and play with each other.
Put away the competitiveness.
Yes, put away the competitiveness. But it's really nice. I think that we is really understanding your role, understanding the system, and fitting into the system too. And those girls just they do that just right. Perfect.
Is it strange trying to give them advice when the way they're starting out is obviously so different to when you started out, just being thrown in there?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Oh my God, I wish I was starting out the way they were. Oh my God. But to be honest, they have the advantage, the fact that they, I feel like they've been nurtured more. To be looked after a little bit more. But they have that, and to be honest, like, we had amazing Dennis Fogarty, who is our scrum coach, and he's brilliant in really helping them, helping us getting to our shape, or like even gym.
Pretty much in the gym.
Yeah, on and off. In the gym. And so he's really sound like that, just really getting us prepared. Like, we do a lot of like gym work that we're able to incorporate into our pitch work, and that's really important in a scrum. And I think with being a scrum, I think you really learn by just playing. Like, you gain your experience, but because different prop scrum differently, and you only learn by repping, you only learn by feeling. And for scrummaging, it's all about feeling. Like, you just need to feel and adjust to what you're feeling, how to solve problem quickly on the pitch, and really communicate also, like, to your second row, to your back row, to your flanker, because I know everyone always look at is the scrum as it's a problem, but it's all of us. Yeah. Like, it's a whole eight of us. So we wouldn't scrum if we didn't have all of us in it. So it's such an important part of our game. But I'm just really want to focus on scrummaging, because it's what I do.
What you love.
What I'm known for.
Yeah. I can imagine it's good for you as well to have depth in there to scrummage against in training and stuff. I do just want to ask you, on a personal note, it was announced in November that you left the centralized contract program to return back to kind of a career in nursing.
Yes.
If I may ask, why did you decide to make that decision?
Yeah, I think it was just really after the workout. It was just that transition. I think that after, like, it's such a bubble. We live in such a bubble, and I really wanted to go back to nursing, which now I finished nursing. I'm doing MedSurf now, which is a billing company here in Ireland, and we're set in like four location: Ireland, UK, Poland, and in Athlone too.
Okay.
So we provide, it's like a software billing and remote practice management. So still working the healthcare area, but really kind of helping healthcare professionals such as like consultants and GP, just making their practice just much easier. So still in the nursing, still talking, still in the hospital, meeting clients, consultants, and so I'm helping them, really making their job easy so they can really focus on their patients. Yeah.
Okay. And has it been weird balancing kind of rugby and going back into more full-time work again over the past couple of months?
Yeah, no, it's actually, MedSurf actually been brilliant in supporting me, giving me time off to be able to participate, to be able to do what I do here in Rhode Island. So they've been really supportive in that, and I'm really grateful for them to really understand my commitment to them and also to Ireland. So yeah, it's been a weird transition. Not gonna lie. But for me, it was really important that I know that I'm more than a player. There's more to me than just a rugby player, that there's other aspect of me, and to also focus on building those career outside of sports. So, because rugby is such an unpredictable game that you just never know what's going to happen next. So it's good to also challenge all my experience here as leaders and all that, to be able to incorporate that in the corporate world too, and to gain also learn so much from MedSurf and being in that corporate environment, and also being able to apply that here on the pitch.
I guess fans might be worried that you're transitioning back into a different world.
No.
What are your plans looking like for your future, I suppose?
To be honest, like, I don't really, I think that I just kind of go with the flow. I see where everything kind of lead me. I'm really focused now with MedServe and trying to get the best out of the job, trying to learn as much as I can and give them 100% of myself. But also I'm focusing on the rugby too, trying to still be the better player. I feel like sometimes in order for you to really appreciate what you have, you need to step away from it and look at it on a different lenses. So that's what I'm doing now. But I can say what I have in the future. I kind of really try to go with the flow and see what everything brings me. Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
Just open-minded.
Yeah. Last question then. Scotland, first home game in the Aviva in the Six Nations for the women's ever, which is going to be massive. It's also the first time in Dublin that the women's team have played in Dublin since 2023.
I know.
Is that
we played huge? Last time against Italy, isn't it?
Okay.
In the RDS, that was the last time we played.
Is that a big thing for you to be back playing in Dublin?
Yes. Yes. Oh, 100%. Yes. I love the odors. It's just so nice to play at home.
Okay. How excited are you to take to the pitch in the Aviva then?
I'm buzzing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. It's such a historical game too, and it just fit well that we play against Scotland because they're such an amazing team, and it's always such a close games against us. But yeah, I think it's such a historic game for us, but also for the country, for women's sports, for the young girls, just really inspiring them that, you know, you can dream big. And with hard work and consistency, things can happen. So it's really good. I'm just really kind of grateful for even the RFU for allowing it to happen. It's the last game. You know, it's really, I'm just buzzing that it's also that home game for us, like Leinster girls. Because I think we haven't had a home game in such, like, I mean, home game has been in Dublin,
yeah,
in such a long time. And I love traveling around. Like, we're going to Galway for the first time too in the Dexin. Dexcom Stadium. So we haven't, like, I think I played there 2 weeks ago with the Celtic Challenge. It's amazing. It's amazing. And we've been to Belfast, and unfortunately this year we're not going to Musgrave Park, but it's also such a big, we made so much historical game there, but it's so just, it's nice to just play at home. It's nice to play in the Viva, and for the fact that we are going to share the pitch together and close the Six Nations, hopefully on a high.
Yeah.
So really, I'm really buzzing for it, and thank God. Like, thank you so much. I was so thrilled. I was like, yes, it's about time. Yes, and just even the support. I think that the tickets now have been like seven. You mentioned like the ticket for that game is a lot. Like,
yeah.
It's gonna be packed. It's building, and it should be more. But no, I'm buzzing. It's going to be great atmosphere, and hopefully, like I said, we'll be able to close it on a high.
Amazing. Well, best of luck for the Six Nations.
Thank you.
Rugby on Off the Ball
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.